Your call is now live.
Great, thanks. Hello, and welcome to the last half of week two. This is our live closing class with Danny Johnson. And this is Laura Sinkowski with Smarter Networker. I got so much positive feedback from last night's live prospecting call, prospecting class. And so many people were on live with Danny, literally, role-playing. And she was just absolutely on fire, and I am so glad that so many of you really had that opportunity with her. One of the very first things I actually remember her saying when I was first becoming familiar with her and with Smarter Networker and with her style of training was that this industry of home business is a profession just like any other. And it takes time. And it takes training and it takes experience to get comfortable and confident. But isn't it interesting that almost every other profession out there, no matter really what it is, usually it takes education and an investment into training. And in this industry, we can get started and there isn't any mandatory training. Conferences, seminars, company events, they're all voluntary. So taking the opportunity to step out and get trained and taking that leap of faith to learn new skills that it will take to succeed is what is really going to help us get to the next level. And I had a conversation with someone last week who's brand new, taking this class brand new, just got started in their actual home business, and they were talking about just how intimidated they felt and how new they felt. And I just confessed to them, I felt new for years. Number one, I was personally not a natural talent. This business did not come easy to me. And number two, I wanted to learn, and I got plugged in, and I got immersed in training. But as soon as I got comfortable, I was presented a brand new skill or a new strategy, and all of a sudden, I felt like I was back to square one, feeling new and scared. So for starters, you will always be learning and always be growing and always picking up on new things all the time. That's not going to change, and it's a learning curve. So you're going to make mistakes, but you're also going to realize that you are capable of accomplishing successes that you probably thought you may never have. And last night's class and last night's call was a prime example. So talking to people and making consistent dials constantly is going to do wonders for your business. And I'm just really proud of you for taking this class and investing into your future and stepping outside the box so that you can really learn the skills that you need to experience massive success. So a couple of things. Number one, First Steps to Success is not sold out quite yet. So let your leaders and let your team members know that there are still tickets available and they can get them right at smarternetworker.com/FSTS. The other thing is that homework is a It's mandatory for this class. So there are some people that missed their homework last week, never even turned it in. So if I read your name off, it means you did not turn homework in last week, and that's risky in this class. So Melinda Stortenbecker, Jennifer Timmers, Angeline Waymeyer, Kelly Bromelkamp, Tyler Christensen, Kim Hamby, Sarah Jackson, Jan Christensen, Patricia Sanders, Anita Gaglione, Kelly Anderson, Tammy Bell, Garth Glass, Kristen Henn, Annie Kuna Preti, Paisy Kaur, Mary Magnus, Julia Minoku, Nicole Perez, Aman Sharma, Christy Timmers, David and Megan Tromley. You did not turn your homework in from last week. Homework, the link is always sent out Saturday evening or Sunday morning, and it is due by the end of day Sunday, and it is mandatory to continue in this class. The last thing that I want to finish with is just some quick recognition. So congratulations to last week's top enrollers. Cold Market is Anna De Abrea, who we had the pleasure from hearing from last night. You were doing a phenomenal job with 14 new starts last week, working primarily in Cold Market. And there was a tie for the top enrollers in Warm Market, Sabrina Yoshitomi, I'm sorry if I just butchered your name, and Mary Star Carter both had 6 brand new starts with Warm Market. Also, the top money earner last week was Diane McGuigan, with a whopping $9,750 of weekly income last week. So awesome. Congratulations to you, Diane. And congratulations to you who are on the class right now, because I know that you personally will be recognized next week if you make these dials in this class a priority. So let's get started. Turn off all other distractions. Let's get serious because it is officially game time. Welcome live to the call tonight, Dani Johnson.
Thank you so much, Laura. I appreciate you taking care of all of that. Man, what a week. Man, Diane McGuigan, I can remember when you couldn't close anybody. It's so incredible to me to have watched this journey with going from not being able to build a business, not being able to make money, you know, batting zeros left and right, to having weeks of $9,000 and your first 6 months in after training and totally focusing on your business, you made six figures in 6 months, $259,000. Your that whole first year of like not missing a single first steps to success, and to see that you are still doing it is incredible. And by the way, for all of you listening, that was a single sale. She made money. That wasn't residual income. Her business model doesn't necessarily have residual income. And so for those of you listening, like, oh, she made $9,000. That, you know, that must have been her team check. No, that's fresh new business. That's from closing one deal, or it could have been closing a couple of deals, but it's not from a sales force. It is literally just simply from taking people to a presentation and, yeah, wow. That's all I got to say. It's freaking amazing. Diane, I want to hug you. I was actually thinking about you yesterday. And that's one of the things I love about doing these classes, especially have been doing them for 10 solid years, is that we get to see people's growth and see them turn into, you know, a six-figure money-making machine, and some who've gone on to make millions of dollars in their businesses when they have had so much struggle and failure in the same exact business. So, anyway, let's go ahead and start doing some role playing. How funny. We're going to pick Diane McGuigan's son to be the first one, Shane Houston. Press number one, and let's go ahead and start with you. So exciting. Shane Houston, I know you're there. I know you're out there.
Shane, your line's open.
Awesome.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hey,
hi.
Hey, how's it going?
I was just so excited to see you in this class. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, let's go ahead and I know what your business model is, obviously. So let's go ahead and start. Let me ask you a question. What is the number one response that you get, the number one objection that you get from people?
It's always the money objection.
Okay. All right. All righty. Well, let's see what we can do to help improve that game for you.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. So I'll be the prospect. Ring, ring. Hello.
Hey, Dani, how's it going?
Good.
Good. So what did you like about what you saw, what you heard on the call?
I really liked the stories are crazy, powerful.
Tell me more about that.
Well, that woman who made $259,000 in her first year is pretty amazing. That's a lot of money.
Definitely. Okay, Dani, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Well, I would like to make a lot.
What for?
I want to travel. Yeah, I want to travel.
Where do you want to travel to?
I want to go to Spain and Portugal, and I want to go to Africa for like a month, and I want to spend a month in Israel, and I want to go to Indonesia, Thailand, and Bali, and Vietnam. Those are just a couple of the places I want to spend a month in Iceland, touring that small little beautiful amazing country. Yeah, that's a few things that I want to do.
Okay. So, Danny, at your current job with what you're currently doing right now, how long do you think it'll take you to be able to go to Spain and Portugal and spend a month in Indonesia and a month in Iceland and be able to travel Israel? How long do you think it'll take you to be able to do that?
Probably a long time.
Okay. So where do you see yourself getting started? Working, you know, at the bottom, working slowly towards being able to afford those vacations in Portugal and Thailand and Israel? Or do you want to position yourself where you can earn up to 9 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort?
I think I mean, it makes sense to earn 9 times the more money, right? Like, what idiot would say they wouldn't want to make 9 times more money? You know?
Well, great, Danny. Welcome aboard. So how do you want your name spelled on the checks your clients will be sending you?
How does that work exactly? Like, how – I think I'm a little – my name is Danny, D-A-N-I.
Okay.
And Johnson is the last name.
J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
Yeah, S-O-N, yep.
Okay. Now, how do you – what's the address you want those checks being mailed to?
3775 McLeod Drive.
Drive,
yep.
Okay.
And that's in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas. Okay, and what's the zip code?
The zip code is 67345.
67345. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And how do you want to take care of the purchase of your top package?
How do I do that? That's a great question.
Well, we take Visa, MasterCard. You can mail a money order, a cashier's check, or a direct deposit.
Okay. And how much is it again?
It's $11,000 plus $25 shipping.
Dang, man. That's a lot of money. I don't just have $11,000, like, hanging around.
Okay, so then you want to start at the bottom? Is that what you're saying? At the basic package?
And how much is the bottom package?
It's $1,295 plus $25 shipping.
Jeez, that's a lot, too. Yeah, that's a lot. Can I get back to you on that?
You know, Danny, I am working with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, Danny, is it that you are really serious about being able to take those trips, you know, to Africa and Israel and Indonesia, Thailand, Iceland, Spain, and you really need to get back to me? You really don't have the money right now? Or are you just kind of saying that because you're not really that serious about all that and you don't want to hurt my feelings?
No, I definitely don't want to hurt your feelings. I mean, I would like to travel. I just, you know, $11,000. I mean, the reason why I answered the yes is because I need to make money, not spend, you know, $2,000 or $11,000. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, I typically don't do this unless I'm absolutely convinced and certain that the person's deadly serious.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm certain that we're not going to waste each other's time, then I am willing to take a risk on you, and I can pre-launch your business by getting your training started today if I know that you're serious. In fact, as serious as Danny Johnson was, you heard a little bit about her on the call. She had $2.03 of her name. She had $35,000 worth of debt. She was destitute, broke, and living out of her car. And not wanting to end up in that financial position again, she found a way to get started and made $2,000 profit her first 10 hours from a payphone booth. $6,500 in 30 hours and $10,000 the next month. By the end of her first year, she made $250,000, and by the end of her second year, she made her first million. So are you as serious as she was?
I mean, I making $1 million is definitely not on my list of things to do. But, you know, yeah, I think I'm pretty serious.
Tell me why.
I mean, it would be nice to travel and, you know, go see these great places and everything. Yeah, that'd be great to do that.
Okay, tell me more about why you're serious.
I just want to see the world. Yeah, it'd be great. It'd just be totally awesome to go see the world. I think it'd be so much fun. You know, I see all these pictures and, you know, and these shows, you know, the Travel Channel is really amazing for showing the places you could go to and everything. You know what I mean? Like, that could be fun. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay, so I have some homework for you. Now, we're going to get your training underway, but Danny, if you don't
do you really think I'm going to do my homework?
I don't know.
Shane, do you really think I'm going to do my homework?
Yeah, no. I guess not. I wasn't thinking about that, but now that you're saying that.
Do you really think I have a pen and paper in my hand? Come on.
Okay.
Go with your gut here. When did your gut tell you that I am so not serious?
Back before I even read the whole thing about taking a risk on you. But I just didn't know if I should just let you go or not.
I know. Okay, now first of all, let's just time this out. First of all, Shane, you're freaking amazing on the phone. I'm so glad I'm role-playing with you. You are good, man. You are so, 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 so good. I'm really, like, I know your mom's listening. I'm so proud of you, like a proud mama right now. Which is why I chose to give you a hard time. To see how you would handle it. Because honestly, your numbers, you had 11, first of all, this is amazing. You set up 13 presentations, 11 people showed up, 2 joined your business on whatever level it was that they joined your business. That's, you know, 1 in 5, 1 in 6. It's phenomenal. It's a 20% closing ratio. That's completely amazing to me. But you really have a good command over the phone. There is a little, just a little, sense to me of sales. And here's what it was, is that you were really trying to get me. And as much as you were trying to get me, as much as I was kind of pulling away. And as the call continued, I got less and less serious, and I made myself pretty obvious that I got less and less serious. So, quite honestly, if you would have cut me off when you thought to, you made it too easy to pre-launch my business for me.
Okay.
You made it way too easy. I'm not having to earn anything. And so, towards the end of it, I kind of felt, because I was giving you again, like, oh, wow, man. Jeez, that's a lot of money. I mean, I was sounding like I just smoked a joint, man. That's what I was playing.
Yeah,
you know?
I can see that.
Totally. It was like, wow, how much is that? Oh, wow. You know, no, dude. No. If anything, this would have been what I would have done for sure. Just like, you know, I'm kind of getting the gist that this is absolutely not for you. And, you know, why don't we just kind of stay in touch and you know, just kind of see where your life takes you. And maybe I'll call you back in a month and see if you made it to Iceland. And really what I'd be looking to do with someone like me would be to eventually turn me into a customer. And really presenting to me the opportunity to get all those travel discounts by just finding 3 people. Your plan is so easy. 3 people, I get to travel around the world at this ridiculous discounted prices. Mm-hmm. Anyone can do that. So even I gave you the thing of like, oh, wow, you know, $1 million? And quite honestly, I would tell your mother's story.
Okay.
That is you. Do you know that you are the only person in your company that can say my mom?
So do I lose credibility by whenever I tell her story? I don't refer to her as my mom.
No, are you kidding me? You will add credibility. If I were on the phone, I mean, I bet if I were to open up the lines right now and I said this to everyone. I asked anyone if someone was reading that quote, like, you know what? I could tell you happened to my mom. And the only reason why I'm working with the company is because what happened to my mom. And tell it genuinely. Tell the shock that I've seen you. I put a microphone on your hand on stage. Like, dude, I got to tell you about my mom. First of all, any woman listening wants her son to talk about her that way. It is so powerful and inspirational for a son to edify his mother. Much more powerful than if you're just this other person. Do you know what I mean? So you're the only person in the entire organization to say, my mom. And I would take advantage of that.
Okay.
That's it. That's an asset. Yeah. So, you know, here I'm going, you know, 11,000. Wow, that's a lot. I mean, I smoked a joint right there. And you know what I mean? I'm like, Santa of the clouds, I'm on Facebook while I'm talking to you. I obviously wasn't listening to the call. I asked several times, how much, huh? So I literally, what I would do with someone like that, and by the way, do you ever get prospects like that?
Yes. And I don't know, I kind of have this mindset, like, it's not just like, I'm not just getting $15 if they sign up with me, you know, it's like, it could be $9,000, so I'm a little, I don't always just want to let them go, which is probably the problem.
Yeah, and so what happened was, is it switched, because I could tell when you started to almost beg me, and you lowered your standards of who was qualified to work with you. The reason why your mom has succeeded, the reason why you have succeeded, the reason why the O'Quinns have succeeded, the reason why you've seen so many other people succeed is because of hunger. And me, him, and Han around, I mean, could you imagine your mom listening to that presentation, being on the other end of the phone with the closing script and going, right, she?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't her. And what about you? Because you got closed on the deal, remember?
Mm-hmm.
When you're like, oh, well, you know, No.
No.
Okay, so first of all, would you hire me to work for your painting company?
Do you I just talked to?
Yeah.
No.
Well, then why in the world are you going to pre-launch my business and do me a favor and say with your mouth, I don't always do this? That's a freaking lie. Because it sounds like you do it for everybody.
that's good stuff.
Okay. Okay, so be truthful, and it's time to start nexting some people, but keep them in your follow-up place, because this girl, okay, in this case, I would easily think of three people, maybe not today, but if you followed up with me, right? Hey, you know, Danny, it's Shane, how's it going? Hey, did you ever make it to Iceland? No. What about Israel for a month? No. Spain, Portugal? You haven't made your plans yet? Well, check this out. You know, I'm just following up with you to kind of maybe figure out a way how we can get you on that trip on pennies to the dollar.
Hmm.
What if I could show you how to get on that trip for $200 a week versus $200 a night? What? You're not selling your package enough. And if you told me, like, okay, so what if, let me tell you what I can do for you. If we can just help you get three referrals, your package is free. And if you want to just travel domestically, is there any domestic places you want to go? Yeah, I want to go to Yosemite. I want to go to Louisiana. I want to go to, right? I start picking all these local, in my opinion, boring places, just because I've been there already. But I start picking those kind of places. You're going to show me how, you know, pick specific people that you know who have gone to those places for the prices in which they've gone and back me in as a customer and tell me, dude, all you need is three. So even if it takes you an entire year to find three referrals of people who are already traveling or want to travel and want to travel at a discount, dude, this whole package is free. I would jump all over that. I would so jump all over that. And then, so the design of your guys' package is so powerful, is that, okay, so domestic is $1,200, and international for life is $11,000, and if I go find three other people, the $11,000 was free. I'll be all over it to find three people, whether it's domestic or the in-between or the platinum package. Do you understand? Meaning when people are just like not there business-wise, again, you're looking for hungry people. You're looking for freaking talent. You're not looking to convince some pot-smoking yahoo who can't focus for 2 seconds, you know, and can't engage on backing them into an $11,000 package.
Right.
You're a businessman. I want you to step into that and really discern, like, okay, I'm going to call, you know, listen, Danny, I'll give you a call in about a month, and let's see if you've traveled those places, and who knows, maybe I'll see what I can make happen for you.
Okay.
Goodbye. 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 So sad. But I would definitely follow up because, can you tell me why you should follow up with that person I was just being?
For the retail side of it?
Yeah, but why?
Well, you probably have a lot of friends.
No, because I want to travel. What's my need? I want to travel.
Okay.
It's not for your benefit. Your benefit comes after you fulfill mine.
Right. That's what I heard.
I think I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah. I've been praying about that one a lot lately.
So. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Especially with getting married. You're going to be forced to think like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Otherwise, it's going to be really hard. Okay, so the focus is what, because I really played the person of, I do have a goal. What's my goal?
To travel.
And where do I want to go?
To a lot of places.
A lot of places. A lot of freaking places. Okay, now, because I was so specific, what does that tell you?
That you're not just making something up. You've actually thought about it.
Totally. I have been sold on traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Already. I even told you, man, all those pictures, you know, I've seen so many pictures of these places, and I'm like, I want to go here for a month. That's a goal. That's a very specific goal. I am going to do that at some point. Versus the people that say, you want to travel like where? Oh, everywhere. Anywhere specific? Yeah, sure, I'd like to go to Mexico. Okay, well, Mexico's a giant country. Do you know what I mean? But when I'm giving you, I want to spend a month in Iceland. I want to spend a month in Israel. I want to go to Portugal. Who says that?
Right.
Out of all the people you talk to, who says Portugal? Who says Spain? Who says Iceland? Nobody, right? Oh, I want to go to the Caribbean. Because that's what's been sold. So someone who has something very specific like that, that is an amazing customer. That is someone who is on a tipping point of going on those kinds of trips. This is why you must follow up with me. And maybe it shouldn't be a month from now. Maybe it should be in a couple of weeks. See, yeah, I'll call you in a couple of weeks and see if you booked your plane ticket to Iceland.
Right. Because you're going to go eventually, so I could see.
I am going to go. Yeah, because I'm way beyond the front end of the funnel on the travel funnel. Way beyond the front end. The front end is, oh, that would be nice. No, man, I have spent time looking at these countries that most people never think of. Make sense?
Definitely, yes.
Do you ever get people specific? Yeah, do you ever get people specific on travel?
No, I don't.
I want you to start looking for people who are hooked on travel. Do you know that there's an entire industry called travel porn?
Right.
There are millions of people every day doing searches for travel. Every day. Wouldn't it be great to figure out how to reach the people who are on kayak booking plane tickets? Wouldn't it be great to somehow get to the people who are on the Windstar cruises, the Carnival cruises? All those people are searching for those venues. They're already traveling.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. It's a huge, huge, huge market. Enormous. You got to get in that pool because it's enormous. Okay, so that's why you want to follow up with me because I have the signs that I am going to be a traveler. My head, like, wow, making a lot of money. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. I'm so not qualified, but I will be qualified once I benefit from the product itself. Big time.
Okay.
And you will find, Shane, and I know there's not a lot of people inside of the organization you work with that does this. There's not a lot of retailers of the product. But I can tell you that those will be the greatest distributors because they've benefited from it.
Because they've used it themselves.
Yes. Yes. So it's a shock. get to stay on the, you know, stay in this place in Bora Bora for $200 a night versus $1,700 a night, that I get to go and stay on this lake for $200 a week instead of $200 a night. You know what I mean? Like, that they're experiencing it, they're saving money, they feel like they've got such an awesome, phenomenal deal. And you can't stop those people from selling it. That's why it's so important for all of you guys that come from that company to consume your own product.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to the world about it from a consumer perspective. Because that's a different pond of people that you will attract. Everyone wants to know where they can get a discount. Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody loves deals. There's more people looking for travel deals than there are looking for a travel business.
Hmm.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Millions of people looking for travel deals. How many are looking for a travel business?
Right.
Yep.
That makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. I'd be looking also and maybe do some research. Where do travel agents find their customers?
Okay.
I'd be looking into that. I would try to meet some travel agents. They're kind of dinosaurs today. There's very few of them anymore, but find out where do they find their customers? How do they market themselves?
Okay.
Because they've tapped into the ones who are traveling. They've tapped into the travelers. Those are their customers. People already traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? You might end up recruiting some travel agents.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. So that's what I would say. I mean, if you're saying to everyone who gives you the money objection, you don't normally do this, but you are normally doing this, and you're lying. You don't, and I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying I want you to walk in who the man you are as a man of integrity. This is not a strategy of manipulation here. It is you say that to those that you really want to take the time to do that with. The others follow up with, stay in touch with, stay in touch with, stay in touch with, keep your face in front of them, ask them how they're doing, have they changed their circumstances yet? No, maybe I should take a look. Maybe you can give them a referral to something else, whatever the something else that fills their need, right? It's through relationship that you're going to get that. If these people have any interest in travel, they need to be your customer at the very least.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, cool. I'm going to pull up my next person. Does that make sense? Does any of that ring true for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Carrie, go ahead and put him back in, and then let's bring up Christy Jenkins.
You do that.
Christy Jenkins?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. Doing awesome. I really enjoyed working with Shane on that last deal. That was very good.
Yes, so I have a confession to make.
What is it, love?
So my husband made 99% of the dials last week, and when we turned in our homework, he put my name down. So Andy Jenkins should actually be the one practicing, but I am willing to practice, but he's the dialer.
Okay, well, who's the one that read the closing script 8 times?
That's my husband.
Awesome, Andy. Then that's the one I need to talk to.
All right, Andy, you're up. Can you hear my husband?
I would love to meet your husband.
Okay.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Good. You know what? This would work best if we're not on speakerphone because there's a delay and it kind of cuts out.
Yeah.
So
I've got you on my wireless headset. Can you hear on that?
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Actually, it's a wired headset. You're plugged in.
Okay. Well,
so
let's see how that works. Let's make sure it works. Okay. Well, good job on your dials, and good job on reading that closing script the amount of times that you did. That's excellent. And let's see what we can do to help you get some good closes. Now, I have a question for you. What was your numbers the week before?
The week before. Okay, so I started calling actually not many. The week before, I was out of town with work, and so I closed 2 the week before, but I only.
But how many times did you read the script? I want to know how many times you read that.
Maybe like 3.
You read the script
like,
three.
Yeah, the week before. Like, so the numbers that you've got from this last week, the first week of the closing class, I read it way more and closed less than the week before we started the class, where I just got good results. It just kind of happened that way.
No, and that's how it does happen. That's why I was asking.
So,
I'm trying to find
yeah.
what your average closing ratio is.
My average closing ratio, so last week was pretty good. This week I closed one already, and I've probably done two or three closing presentations. I should have better data than that.
Yeah, dude, you're
basically, we're brand new to the system, so I'm just now figuring out how to track all of that.
Good job.
And so we just started doing, like, last week was my second week doing this. The week before was really the first week doing it, but it wasn't a full week because we hadn't started the prospecting and closing yet. We just started listening to the boot camp. And
okay.
So we listened to the boot camp, and immediately we ordered the script book, and then we just thought, you know what, let's just try doing it and just kind of learn it, because we figured out, just put more repetition in, eventually some things will click.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
So I've been making, my voice is kind of gone because I've been making calls and talking to people. But
so proud of you.
I don't normally sound like this. I normally sound a little bit better.
That's so awesome. I love it when that happens.
I'm doing it. And it makes
you
so tired when your voice is gone. You know, you've probably blown your voice out on stage before. So anyway. But yeah, so we're learning it, you know. So I'm glad that you got me on.
Okay. So if you could do your best to remember, because again, I'm trying to find out what your closing ratios are, because you want to track everything.
Yeah.
So if you can tell me, how many times did you read the closing script the first week of the class?
Last week. So I could go find my notes. They're downstairs. I think I read it. How many times, Christy? I think I only got to the closing script like six times. Yeah, I think I only read it six times in the last week.
Okay.
First week of the class. I think that's right. I'm just kind of going from memory.
Okay.
I closed one out of six. I pre-launched another one that I met with, and he's setting up some classes that we're doing. I actually met with him today. And so that's kind of where we're at.
Okay,
so
cool.
I should have better data for you.
It's okay. You're new. You're new to the system, and you're new to the idea of having this be a real business. And in real businesses, we track everything. You watch the numbers and fine-tune your game based on numbers.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so important in a month cycle to be tracking every dial and every time you've read the script and what the response is, so that you can fine-tune. Because, like, for some, you know, you can think that you are having you're doing bad,
right,
when in all reality you might be doing freaking phenomenal. You know, as I said last night, a 10% closing ratio, you can make a six-figure income on a 10% closing ratio. That's 1 out of 10. You were 1 in 6 last week. So these numbers, it says right here that you had read the closing script 8 times, and you had 0 closes by the time you turned in your homework anyway.
Yeah, and then we got one. Yeah, so we got one, though.
You did get one.
We had a close. Yeah, we got one.
You got one. So you got one.
I might have already turned in the homework before I did that.
Before that one came in? Okay. So you got 1 in 8. So that's a great closing ratio, dude. That's an
We're working together as a team, so some of those calls are like mine, some are hers, so we probably should separate them out and track better.
Yes, you should. But she said that you were the one that read the closing script to the 8 people.
I guess that's accurate.
Yeah. So if you read it to 8 people and you closed one person, that's better than a 10% closing ratio.
Yeah, that is better.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really,
yeah,
really,
you know,
good.
I picked that up last night because I got really discouraged on it the first week we did this, because the first time we did it, you know, before the class started, I got some really good results. I was like, oh, sweet, I'm going to slam dunk this. Last week, not as good of results. And, you know, honestly, you know, Christy started this business. She'd been doing it for a couple of years. I got on board after she'd been about 6 months. Recently, we kind of plateaued in growth. So we're like, okay, we got to do something. she's like she's a six-figure income earner, so she's done really well. And we've got to figure out something to take it to the next level, meaning we've got to take control of the prospecting part and not just depend upon our team to do that. So that's
yep.
only plugged into the system. So
yep.
here we are. So I start dialing. So
it's awesome. It's really awesome. Okay, well, you read that script 8 times. You closed one. That's phenomenal. That's a six-figure income that you can make in your business with those kind of closing ratios.
All
so
right.
that's why I said it's important to track. And so if you, even if it was before the closing class started and you were reading the script, right, to close,
right.
so it's in a month cycle that you want to watch your numbers.
Okay.
And it's all going to average out. You get good weeks, you get bad weeks. But as long as you are tracking, then you can see that your efforts are profitable. And it keeps your head in the right place. Like I said, I mean, you have better than a 10% closing ratio.
Okay, so what exactly am I want to track? Because it seems like from the homework,
okay.
I'm wanting to track
everything that you're turning
dials.
In the homework. It's the number of dials.
Okay.
It's the number of conversations that you have.
All right.
The amount of people that you scheduled out of that to a presentation, right? So you talked
okay.
to 22 people, and 22 people said, yes, I'll go to a presentation.
Right, okay.
Out of the 22... then we'll see how many people did you read the closing script to. So it's like how many actually showed up to the presentation.
Okay.
Okay? So that's how many you read the closing script to. And then out of that, you track how many either bought the product or you closed as a business partner for your business.
Okay.
Okay? So the same as your homework. Everything that you're turning in for your homework is what you want to track.
All right, exactly the same. Okay.
Exactly the same. So even like the hours worked, so in 15 hours, 32 dials is not a lot of dials. And I know you guys probably heard that loud and clear last night. that means that these conversations are long, way too long.
Yeah, and we cut them. I was taking way too long on the prospecting side
yeah.
the first week. And
yep.
this week I actually cut it. And this week I'm getting a lot more people to the second conversation.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I mean, we got some of them down to like 9 minutes, 8 minutes, and then I'm
good
getting
job.
Back on the phone. So
good job. Good job. And that's awesome because that's not awesome on a number of different levels. I won't go into that right now. But
yeah.
I wouldn't take it lower than 8 minutes, though. 8 minutes is the least that I would go because then you're not
okay.
having enough time to build a relationship and really form them and really find their need. As we learned last night, remember last night when I was working with the
right.
young lady that was like burning through the form thing and really could care less about it. And that's not a good thing. We want the relationship there, but we don't want to be the one doing all the talking. We want to be the one asking all of the questions
okay.
and getting that person to talk. Because as they're talking, they're giving you information as to what their strengths, their interests, and their goals and their needs are. And that's what you will use to be able to present the product or the service or the business that you have that can help solve whatever their needs are and utilizing what their strengths are.
Yeah, and I think I'm having an issue with that. I mean, I know this is on closing, not prospecting. I think I'm having an issue on that of pulling that information out without getting too chatty. But
well, that simply is you ask questions and shut up. It's really simple.
Okay.
This does not require for you to be chatty. The more chatty you are, the less you make.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So the more you're talking, you're driving your hourly wage down.
Right, okay.
That's how this works. And so the key, and again, prospecting, this class is so important because
yeah.
people generally talk too much and they talk themselves out of the sale and they waste people's time. And the flip side of that is that it's not duplicatable. When you do it that way, you make your business all about you and all about your chatty
right.
ability. And the next guy that gets started, I mean, the guy that's looking at you doing it going, I can't do that. I can't talk like that. But he
right.
can say, like, he can read a script. Everyone, a third grader can read these scripts. My second grade granddaughter can read these scripts. And she's autistic. So,
oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she can read the scripts. And so anyone can read a script. That's totally duplicatable. But when a business is dependent on someone's personality and their chit-chatty ways, that's completely not duplicatable. And that also, by the way, is what creates a plateau. That's one of the reasons for a plateau in your business model, is the business is built on someone's personality instead of it being built on systems that easily duplicate. And scripts easily are duplicatable. The second reason is the recruiting has stopped from the top. That's the other reason.
Yep, that's what we did.
Yeah, yeah. So those two reasons. And if your recruiting was just by the hip and chatty and, you know what I mean, just kind of winging it, well, that's completely not duplicatable. So those are the two biggest reasons why people plateau, is the person from the top stopped recruiting, and two, the business was built on personality instead of systems.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you just kind of nailed this, you know.
Well,
that's it.
It's an easy fix. It's an easy fix. Okay, so
Yeah,
it's an easy fix. It really is. So let's go ahead and work on your clothes, because tonight's the closing class, and then I really want you guys to pay attention to not being chatty and really forming people and really learning about them and really sticking to that script, and it's going to work out really, really well. Really, really well. People love talking about themselves. They don't necessarily like hearing somebody else talk. And they kind of feel like you're wasting their time when they just hear you talking about whatever as well.
Yeah.
People's number one interest in their life is themselves. Period, end of story. It's how we're wired. It's how we were made. All right, so let's go ahead and start from how you're doing your closing script. And tell me, did I just see a video? Did I come to a live presentation, a conference call? What have I heard?
Yeah, okay, so what we've done is we talked to people on the prospecting. I have found that I can generally text them the link to a website right then. It's just a one-page landing page. There's a short video, short audio on there. It takes about 16 minutes to do it total. And generally, you know, I can call them right back within 20 minutes. Doesn't always work out. And we just pick right back up.
And these are warm market people.
We've been doing that flyer frenzy, and so so it's most of it's coming from that. So yeah, whatever you consider that, you know.
Wow.
Warmish, you know.
Yeah, no, flyers have a tendency of being much more warm than let's say an ad campaign. So yeah, those are fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
cool. Really nice. All right, gosh, just the thought of the flyers gets me all excited.
I didn't think it would work. I'm going to shoot straight. I did not think it would work.
It works, doesn't it?
I'm going to try it for 60 days. We got 9 kids. I hired the boys to go pass them out. We go pass them out, kill a parking lot, and then the calls come. So, yeah.
And the calls come right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, guys will stop us in the parking lot. I'm forming them in the parking lot. They'll come up
That's
to us.
Awesome.
And,
That's
you know,
awesome.
And
awesome. Okay, now, yeah. I can hear your sweet southern accent. when you're forming people in the parking lot, young man with 9 children, your quiver is full. way full. What I want to see you not do is don't talk about your business.
I actually don't. That's the one part I got right.
I'm going to ask your wife.
I'm not there because the boys take care of all the flyer duty.
Okay. I want you to ask your sons. I want you to ask your sons if they see you talking about your business. Okay?
Okay.
And I want you to keep it away from the prospect, and I want you to make that conversation all about them, 100% about them. You know, so they're going to come and say, hey, what is this? And say, hey, what's your name? Put your hand out, shake their hand. Okay?
Yeah.
Same thing. You know, you've heard me talk about the buttons that we used to wear, and they were phenomenal. They work so – I'm actually so tempted to put one on myself again because they're so much fun. Okay?
You just strike up a conversation with that?
They do. That's what it does. It strikes up a conversation instantly. In fact, I think we should – darn it, I'm going to write this down. I'm going to get buttons for our whole office. That's exactly what we're doing. All right. Okay. So, yes, buttons are similar to the flyers. So you know how the flyers, they're getting them and the people are coming to you and talking to you about it? They're coming to you,
yeah.
Right? That puts you in control of the conversation. So the button is the same exact thing. You know, you're checking out at the grocery store. With 9 kids, I'm pretty sure you frequent that joint.
Well, yeah, I mean, we attract anywhere we go, we attract
from the 9 kids.
Yeah, I mean, I always have at least 5 of them, you know, so that's way more than the average. So we attract something.
Yeah, you do.
So.
No question. So, yeah, when people ask you about the button, for example, we had one, and everyone on this call can use this. I've got a new attitude, ask me how. That's a great generic button. Want to be debt-free, ask me how. These are great, just simple little buttons. They would ask about it, and right away, the same thing when they ask you about a flyer while you're putting the flyers out, your answer needs to be the same. Hi, what's your name? With a big smile on your face. And become very interested in who they are. They very quickly forget about the question they asked you. Very quickly. So, hey, well, what is your name? My name is Bob. Great, Bob, what do you do? You live around here? And just be super genuinely interested and just, you know, are you from around here? You know, you got any kids? You normally shop here, wherever it was that you guys, you know, planted out your flyers, wherever it is.
And
attack it that way. And now you've got a warmer lead than what it started off from to begin with. And just say, hey, you know, I got to run. I got 9 kids. I'll give you a call. Hey, tell me when's a good time to give you a call. We'll get you some information. We'll see whether or not you meet the qualifications.
We got that right, because I had 4 guys in the parking lot yesterday, and then it seemed like we were passing out flyers, and people kept stopping me at cars or stopping the boys.
So awesome.
Like, in a good way, like, hey, go get your dad. But and it was really bizarre. But
that's awesome. That's so awesome. Love it. Okay, cool. And so were those 4 guys that you followed up with and took them to the presentation?
I've got calls scheduled with 2 of them. One of them I talked to, and I basically nexted him. And then another one I talked to, he was like you were doing with the travel team a moment ago, but,
he was just a dopey guy.
He was probably smoking pot while we were talking. I was judgmental. But then the next one, I think it was just a timing issue. Basically it was just, hey, I'll reach back out to you in a month. So I just pushed him down the file.
Okay.
So.
Good job.
To follow up with later.
Yeah, follow up later. So.
Good job. Good job. This is awesome. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and see what we can come up with helping to fine tune your close.
Okay.
All righty. So I just went and saw your presentation, right? 20-minute
yeah.
video, whatever it was. So
yeah.
You're calling me back. Hello.
Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, this is Andy. So you had a chance to take a look at everything there?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Well, I tell you what. Tell me something that you liked about what you saw, what you heard.
Andy, I've already picked up on something.
Yeah, go for it.
You like to
ad-lib.
I
want to know. Like, yeah, be brutal.
You like to ad-lib, don't you?
How did you pick that? I mean, like, I've only given you, like...
Ruby as
I'm not even past the first sentence.
Do you want to know how I could tell?
If you weren't reading the script.
Well, I can't find the... Yeah, it's too little. Yeah, okay, so... Yeah, okay.
Yes, I picked that up in the first sentence. I've been doing this for a really long time. Okay, so that tells me a lot. It tells me a lot. And that is that you're ad-libbing through the other script as well. And you're trying to win people over by your personality. And that is draining, dude. It's draining. It's actually emotionally exhausting.
That's probably why I lost my voice. I've been trying too hard.
You have. You have way been trying too hard, dude. Come on, listen, let me just break it down and make it plain. These scripts have done hundreds of millions of dollars in sales by people of all kinds of backgrounds and some who have zero personality. Zero personality. We're talking stick in the mud, as dry as an old stump that was cut down 100 years ago. We're talking dry as a bone, dude.
I'm probably overcompensating because I'm not wanting to sound like, tell me about what did you like about what you saw or heard, Danny?
Yeah, you don't need to overcompensate. The script itself has personality in it. It has a tone in it. And I just need you to be yourself and stick to that script. That's if, of course, you would like to kick your wife's butt and build a multiple six-figure business on top of the one that she's already done.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning to do. Is like, just take,
That's exactly what's happening here.
Yeah, so it all depends. It all depends on you as to whether or not you...
For my job, so, now it's like, okay, good, let's go all in. But,
So it really all depends on you, buddy, to determine how fast you'd like to do that and how many times you'd like to fall down.
So I can read the script. let's try again. And then, when you pick it up, you can just go, oh, I got it, second thing.
No, I promise you that's the big problem. That's the big problem. So what happens with all your ad-libbing...
I see you're right.
Mm-hmm. What happens with all your ad-libbing is that I feel like you're trying to sell me and your deal is not any good. Because if you have to sell me your deal, your deal ain't any good.
You may be like that. No, I'm not saying you may be right. Like, I think...
Let me walk you through it. Ready? Let's just turn the table around and let me show you. Okay, ready? So you're answering the phone. You're the prospect. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Andy, how's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Hey, did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Hey, you're acting like me. I feel mocked right now. Now I'm going to find somebody that is in your training that's like
emotional support.
Okay, now let me show you another way. All right, so you tell me, how did you feel when you heard me doing that?
You're just too chatty. Like, it's not professional.
Exactly.
You're more like, so I got to shift gears because, in a past life, I talked from a stage a lot and still get to do that some. But, so it's just gear shift, I got to put on an office hat, I guess.
Not an office hat. I want you to be yourself. You're going to be yourself, but I don't want you to try to sell me. You are interviewing me, man. You have a business your wife on accident made six figures. That's a freaking amazing deal. So it's such an amazing deal that you don't need to sell anyone on it.
Yeah, that's true.
It has a track record. You don't have to prove anything. So when we're chatty, we come across as needing to prove ourselves and to prove and justify the business that we have. There ain't no need for any justification at all. It is a proven track record.
Yeah. You want to know what's really funny? Is my wife told me the exact same thing, like, a week ago. You're too chatty.
Yeah. Well, wife, I don't know if you pray or not, but that's usually the best thing to do with our husbands.
Yeah, she's got a direct line.
Yeah, the direct line works best, and then he sends someone like me to say it.
Yes, it always takes a third party.
Yes, it always takes a third party.
If she wasn't here, I'd be like, hey, Christy, you won't believe this. Like Danny said, I'm too chatty. Mm-hmm. She'd go, oh, where did she ever get that? Okay. I got my game face on now, Danny.
Yes. Okay, so that's what I'm going to say. So let me do it back in a way that you can do it without jumping all over the place, okay? And that's the chatty thing, is jumping all over the place. All right, so let's go ahead and start again. I'm going to walk you through it. You ready? Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Andy, how's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good.
Good. Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yeah, I just did. I just took a look at it.
All right. What did you like about what you just saw?
Well, it seemed like all the people in the video were really happy, you know, and they all look, you know, they all look fit and healthy and that kind of thing. That was, you know, it's good. It's well put together.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Well, it just looked like everybody was having a great time and that, you know, they had made a better life for themselves and, they just looked like they're doing pretty good. Like they're, you know, it just seemed legit.
Okay. Andy, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I think I'd like to make a lot.
What for?
Well, I've got 9 kids, and they're really expensive. And, you know, they're really expensive, and the boys eat a lot of food, and, you know, our house is big, but we need a bigger one, and, you know, we need a different size car. You know, my wife always wants to go on vacation, and, I think those are some of the things that, it's going to take a lot of money. It's a lot to do 9 kids, and, you know, some of them are going to probably want to go to college, and, 3 of them are girls. They'll, you know, if they get married, that's going to cost some money.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Andy, at your current job, how long will it take you to have a legit opportunity that helps you make a lot of money to afford those expensive 9 kids, of which a lot of boys who eat a lot of food, to be able to pay for that bigger house, get her car, take your beautiful wife on those vacations that she wants to go on, and pay for those 3 daughters' weddings plus all the college tuition that you're going to have to endure here in the future?
That would take a lot. We'd have to knock it out. I mean, it'd take a. I'm actually trying to act out a response to that. Not so good on the side of the road, but, you know, it would take me a long time. That's a lot of money. That's like hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it would take me, you know, it could take years. I mean, like, it wouldn't happen.
Okay. Where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards that money to pay for the bigger house, the vacation, the college tuition, the marriages, the food? Or do you want to be in a position, Andy, where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same work and effort that the person at the bottom does?
Yeah, I think it would make more sense just to earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort.
Okay. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on those checks?
You know, just Andrew Edwin Jenkins, just like my full real name.
Okay.
That'd be great.
All right. Let's just pause right here. I don't need to waste time going through the rest of it. All right.
Next part's the tricky part right there. So
no, it's actually not. It's actually not. The reason why they give you an objection is because you were selling.
Okay. So how would you say it if I said, I've had success, you know, both ways. I've had people actually enroll themselves where I just text them the link, and we've got a landing page set up where they can just go right
awesome.
Through, connect to the company site. They can enter all the info, and I just tell them, hey, I'm going to let you do this. I don't want your credit card information. I'm going to let you do this so that you know how to do this when you start leading people through the same thing. And that's worked great, but it's not been good. Like, somebody didn't trust me when I was offered to enter their credit card info. And you're saying that's because I was chatty?
Oh, absolutely. If someone feels sold,
Yeah.
That they're being sold, there's no trust.
Okay.
But if someone is buying, yes, please take my money.
Okay. So how do you introduce the money part? Like,
how did you want your name spelled in your checks? Okay, where do you want, what's the address, and how do you want to take care of that package?
People don't know how to.
Okay. So if they're, all right, so this
you
stuff
just told me
learn more about it, first steps to success, like how much these packages cost, like how to introduce that to the people. And it may be that we need to hone down that first landing page of the presentation they see.
Yeah, you get them signed up in your deal or buying whatever that product is, whatever it is that you're selling. The next
yeah.
day when you get them started, now
yes.
get them registered for first steps and things of that nature. Or you can get them registered the same night. Some people have turned their let's say their top package, whatever that is, let's say it's $1,000 just for a round number, a medium
yeah.
range number for a top package, and they include a full meal deal first steps to success ticket in it. So let's
okay.
say it's, you know, now it's not $1,000, now it's $1,800 for the top package,
okay.
which includes your first steps to success, which is beginning your education on the business that you're getting started in. So some people do that. Some people add in the script books and six figures in 6 months into that whole package. And some
right.
don't.
So should I,
it's
should
totally
I make sure, should I make sure all of, well, that money, regardless of what it includes, should I make sure all that money is clearly spelled out in the presentation that they see?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. But what needs to be spelled out in your presentation, and not too much. Don't go into
okay.
too much detail. You need to keep it the presentation as simple as possible. I don't know if you've studied
okay.
Presentation Success System or not, but that'll give you
not
that will give
yet.
You the
yeah.
okay.
Yet.
You need to study that. Study that, and then I'll because
okay.
that's a 2 hour long training that I
okay.
I can't answer right now on the phone. All right,
no,
so
that's
yeah, the deal. So let me ask you this: how did it feel as I was asking you these questions versus the first way around?
Okay, so you felt way more rigid, but even with that, it felt fine. Like it felt just more, hey, this is just business, like as opposed to, hey, this is just buddies. And I think that's kind of where, yeah, obviously that's the direction you need to move is remember, hey, this is just business, nothing else.
Well, it's not. It's business and relationship. Okay, so don't throw chatty doesn't mean relationship. In your
yeah,
head, chatty means relationship. That's not relationship. Relationship
right.
is letting someone else have the floor and letting someone else talk.
Okay, yeah, that's
making
good.
A big deal about the person and their strengths, their interests, their goals, and their needs.
Okay.
Okay. There's a big difference
gotcha.
Between the two. Yep.
No,
so,
that was super helpful.
Okay, cool. All right, awesome. Carrie, go ahead and put Andy back in the class. You did a great job,
hey, thank
Andy.
You.
It's really helpful for everybody. I'm confident of that. And I want to see if Rebecca Carner is willing to change her status because she's got some great numbers here that I am very confident we can very easily improve if she's willing to be role-played with. So if you are... Rebecca, press number one, please.
Jenny, what was the last name?
Last name is Carner, K-A-R-N-E-R. She said she didn't want to be role-played with, but her numbers are just so ripe to very easily throw over the edge and give her a very easy, bigger closing ratio.
I don't see her here.
It's tragic. Okay. Next, then I have Ashley Wilhite.
No Ashley either.
Wow. So funny. No. Not on. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to pull up my next one. Let me see. Nope. Sorry, I'm looking. looking through a bunch of numbers right now. And normally those two would have eaten up the rest of the time. Let's look at Kenya Alu.
Okay, Kenya, your line is open.
Okay, thank you. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excited. That's how I am.
Okay, let's go ahead. By the way, you have really good numbers. You've done a good job.
Thank you.
You're closing 2 out of 6. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm not having the same success this week, but yes, last week I felt like it was going well. I'm not feeling the same way this week.
Well, guess what? It's only Wednesday. The week is not over. Yeah, it's only Wednesday. You're going to be fine. Hold on 1 second. I need to highlight something really quick. Really, really proud of so many of the brand new people in here who are throwing up some great numbers. It's another one. Okay. Oops. Okay, let's go ahead and work on your close.
Okay.
Now, I have a question. The two people that you close, you have them under business partner and new customer. They did both, or are these two separate people? I mean, are they four humans or two people?
They're actually two people. So
okay,
the way
job.
That our, yeah,
I think. I got it. It's perfect.
Okay.
It's perfect. Okay, let's go ahead and begin. I'll play the prospect. And Kenya, you're working cold market. You got 71 dials.
I know.
Kenya, how many dials did you do last week? Wait, this is the numbers from last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week I didn't. I'm already doubled my dials this week than what
Good
I did
job.
Last week.
Good
I don't
job.
Know. I don't know what the deal was last week, but I did get a hold of more people last week than I am getting a hold of this week.
I see that. There's 17 conversations. That's pretty awesome. Out of 71 dials, it's really good. That's really, really good. And then 13 people you sent to a presentation out of 17, which is awesome. That's beautiful. 6, you were able to read the closing script, too. It's about 46%, and closing 2 is a 30% closing ratio.
Okay.
It's really high. Really, really
That's
high.
That's high, huh? Okay.
30% closing ratio is very high.
Okay.
That's very high. That's what Stacey and Jackie O'Quinn's closing ratio is, 33%. Like clockwork. No
okay.
emotion involved. It's just a numbers game.
I have a very low buy-in.
I don't care.
That
doesn't
okay.
matter. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. The bottom line is a 30% closing ratio is the makings for a 6-figure income.
Okay, awesome.
You just got to put the numbers in.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's go ahead and start on whatever close it is that you do. I'm the prospect. What did I just see, by the way?
You just saw a website and a webinar.
How long was the webinar?
35 minutes.
Okay. And the website was?
It's where they get to see who our owners are of the company, and they get to watch. There's like a 2-minute little video that they can watch.
Okay.
And I'm sending it to them both at the same time. Maybe that's not the right.
Yeah, that's a lot of information. Does the webinar tell them who the corporate people are?
Not really. It's more about the service.
Okay. More about the service. Okay.
I could probably experiment and just send them to the webinar and see. And I
could
just edify
smart.
The owners? Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, I can
Yeah,
do that.
I would skip one of those steps for sure. Make it more streamlined.
Okay.
I mean, does knowing who the owners are make any big of a difference in your decision for signing up or buying something?
Not really.
The only ones who care about who the owner is, are you ready for this? Is the owner himself.
Oh, that's probably true. That's funny.
The owner cares more about being known than the people buying the product. I mean, do you know who the owner is of the mayonnaise you buy?
No.
Do you know the owner of the person who built your car?
No.
What about the clothes you're wearing right now?
Definitely not.
So who gives a flying rip as to who the owner is?
Okay. Okay, I got it. Got it. Point taken.
Isn't it amazing what we try to sell that people don't want to buy?
Okay. Okay, perfect. I'll skip that part. I'll make it more simple.
I think it was a big, giant aha moment that a lot of people just had. People could care less. I mean, think about it. Look at where you're sitting right now, at your desk. Who made it? You have no freaking idea. The phone you're talking on. You might be on an iPhone. Well, we might know why. Because he died. He was a billionaire. But do we buy the iPhone because Steve Jobs? Heck no. What happened to Apple when Steve Jobs was fired from Apple for 10 years? Did it stop the sales? No. Anyway,
I think the reason I was doing that is because I was trying to edify. I was, in the prospect group, I was edifying the company and I guess throwing the owners into that whole thing because they're because
it so matters.
I think I know. You're right. Okay.
It absolutely does not make a difference in someone's buying decision as to who started the freaking company. You can care less. They could care less. Like I said, the owner cares more about his name being heard than the person buying the product. It does not make a difference at all.
Okay.
Not at all. All right. Then let's go ahead and do the deal.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
All right.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Did you get a chance to review the information yet?
I did.
Great. Let me just tell you a little bit about what happened to me. When I started with this company, I was a registered nurse and I was exhausted. And I was trying to build, a company on the side. And I just wasn't, can I start off? That is not what I say. So I want to start over. This is what I say. Let me tell
Hold
you
on.
A little bit
Do
about
you have it written out?
No, I don't have that part written out. I just
Hello. Write out your 30-second story. If you do not have your 30-second story written out, guess how long your 30-second story is going to be?
Too long.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 minutes. Now you lost me. I forgot what the webinar was about.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So just
okay.
You want to just give the simple facts. About it.
Okay.
And by the way, I know Shane is still listening. Shane, yes, tell your story. And guys, just really, okay, so you guys have heard, maybe you have. You've heard a bunch of the conference calls that I've done. My intro was scripted. I just read the same thing every single Monday. And that's not the early days. That was in the later days. And that's largely because of a bunch of radio training that I had that taught me to, fine-tune my messaging so that it's palatable and people can follow it. So you've been to Dynasty. You have, creating Dynasty, remember you got the outline of telling your story, right?
Yes.
Okay. Use that outline, write it out. Even if it's just like simple sentence one right on top of the other and just read it. If you can get it into 10, 15 seconds, it'd be even better.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
So, here's how I would roll into that. Did you get a chance to review the information yet? Yes, I did. Great. Well, prior to getting started with this company, Bam, 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 bam. Now, let me first tell you what happened to me. Right away, I go, I could give a flying rip what happened to you.
Okay. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So prior to getting started with this company, I was a registered nurse, and we were, you know, trying to supplement our income. Found this company, and having not made much money before in a home business, I was able to actually create six figures, and none of that involves recruiting.
Okay, hold on. Do I know what recruiting is?
Oh.
Do I know what recruiting is?
Not.
I don't know what recruiting is, number one. Okay? And number two, do I care about your not making money in your past home business?
No.
I don't. Okay, so we need to streamline that testimony. Okay, and you could say, in the past I had a business failure with a model similar to this. But this is what's happened since this one. Bam.
Okay. Okay, just writing a little note. Okay.
Okay. All right, let's skip the story, and you know what to do with it. And
I need to work on it.
You need to work on it. I want it written out. It cannot be more than 30 seconds. It needs to be bam, 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 with emotional content, just as you learn how to do it, creating a dynasty. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's go with question number one.
Okay. So what did you like about what you saw?
Hold on. Gosh, is it nutritional? What is it?
Did you? Oh, are you asking me?
I'm asking you, so
oh,
I know how to
I
answer
thought you.
You
were, I thought you were still the prospect. I was a little confused.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
It is not nutritional. It's,
what
is it? It's a training platform for e-commerce.
A training platform for e-commerce. Awesome. Okay. Awesome. And so, what specifically are you selling?
It's training and software.
Training and software. Okay. Awesome. And why? And so who's the prospect?
Well, the leads that I am buying are specifically looking for a home-based business.
Wow. Okay, hold on. I'm totally confused. But you're closing people, so it's working. I'm just trying to understand the
okay.
business.
So they're looking for ways. The leads that I'm buying, they're short-form surveyed leads for working from home or
sure.
specifically for home-based business.
And
so,
the home-based business person is selling a training software?
Yes. It's a platform, so you go in and you watch videos that show you how to set up your own e-commerce, make sales, and we have listing software that helps you to do it faster.
Okay.
And
so, which means I have to find a product to sell to plug into that.
We teach you how to find those products, so you're actually
okay.
not. Yeah. So you're not really. I mean, one level of it would be to develop your own product and brand it and that sort of thing, but.
Okay.
We teach people how to do it where they're drop shipping, basically.
Okay.
To start.
Okay. Are you selling on Amazon?
I am personally selling on Amazon, yes.
Okay, awesome. That's fabulous.
Thank you.
Okay. And you are selling this training software on Amazon?
No, I'm not selling the training platform on Amazon. I'm selling a branded product that I have.
Okay. But are you using your training software? You've used your training software to learn how to sell on Amazon a product that you've either developed or you've found that someone else developed, and now you're selling it on Amazon.
Okay, I'm not using training software for what I do on Amazon because that's kind of a new launch that the company
okay.
did, and I've had my product on Amazon for like a year. So
okay.
I'm not doing it. I don't even think they actually don't have software for
Amazon.
Fulfillment by Amazon in that way. It's mostly for eBay and Bonanza.
Okay. man, it's like, wow, people still sell things on eBay?
I know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Okay. All right. I think I have a picture of it. All right, so I want to have a home-based business, and you are selling me an opportunity to learn how to sell something online from home.
Yes.
And I will need to find some kind of a product, or I could develop my own. I am a cook. I write recipes, so I could sell my recipes using your software and make money.
No. You could. No. Okay.
I knit hats.
You would, if you knit hats, you could maybe drop, you know, sell them on Amazon. But let me just give you an example. So Amazon has a coffee maker for $35. And we, through our software and through research that we teach you to do, find that it's selling on eBay for $69. And so you basically list the item on eBay. When it sells, you then go use the customer's money, you go buy the thing on Amazon, and you drop ship it to the customer. So the software part comes in when you're actually doing the listing. So it cuts listing time from like 15 minutes down to 3, imports your pictures for you. It does all that stuff for you. And then it also, it helps rank your item higher also, because we have an API with eBay and all kinds of stuff. So it's not... The part you're talking about where you're taking your own product and you're putting it on Amazon is the highest level that we sell.
Okay.
In training for branding and producing and sourcing even from China your products.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Okay, so then you get paid a percentage on the sales? Like if I go, you know, I find a bottle thing that... from China that pH balances my water. I build a business from that. Do you earn a cut from that?
If you use the company to list your product and you have your account connected, then
uh-huh.
I do earn 2% in business volume on the sales that goes towards the comp plan.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Alrighty. All right, I get it, and now I know what I'm responding to.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay.
So what did I like about what I saw?
Yes.
Well, I mean, software is really confusing to me. I don't really understand that whole internet mumbo-jumbo stuff. But it's really intriguing, and it's obvious that it's, you know, the wave of the future, no question. You know, I know how to shop from the internet, so this is kind of interesting to me because it kind of is the what's behind the scenes with building a business online.
Tell me more about that.
my husband's like super savvy with that kind of stuff, but I am not. But I love being able to shop online. I think it's like fast. I hate going into stores. I hate looking for things. But, you know, right from my phone, it's simple to do it. You know, from the computer, it's simple to do it. So I think that's how most people are. I think more and more malls are not places that people go to buy things anymore, but people, I think, moving forward, especially when there's free shipping, moving forward, people, I think they enjoy buying online more than they do shopping in stores. So it's obviously, I think it's a good trend.
Okay, Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I would want to make a lot, so I'm not wasting
sure.
my time. I don't know. I just know that if I'm going to do something, I'd want to make a lot.
Okay, awesome. What would you do with the money?
Probably give it away.
Who'd you give it to?
I'm working on a project of building 1,000 homes right now for the extreme poor.
Really?
So,
tell me more about that.
We have found a little community village. Well, it's not really a village yet, but it's going to be when we're done with it. But it's in Chinandega, Nicaragua. And these people are sifting through literally a dump to find their food and or supplies that they can sell to buy food for their families. So it just wrecks me that that's how humans are living. And so I would love to build additional income so that I can achieve that goal faster.
Wow, that's awesome. Danny, at your current job, how long would it take you to be able to, you know, build those homes for the extreme poor in Nicaragua and help to give those families a, you know, a chance and a better life?
You know, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of how much time is it going to take to make it happen. That's all.
And doing what you're currently doing, how long do you think that would be?
It could take a few years. Any little bit would help, you know. Any little bit would help.
What
any
do you see yourself?
Any additional income I could make, you know what I mean? Any additional income mm-hmm. that I could make could make the thing come to pass faster.
Okay. Where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly toward, you know, building those homes for the families in Nicaragua and helping all those people? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort?
You all of a sudden got afraid.
I know. I
wow.
did.
Like
I do
all
every
of
time.
A sudden. And I was so sold. That's what's so funny. I was so freaking in. I'm sitting there going, dang, man, she's got me. She's freaking got me. I got to try to think of a way to not be gotten now. And you did it for me. I'm not kidding you. Prior to you going to question number 6, no joke, I'm like, ooh, I got nothing on her. Nothing. Ooh, this is good. Ooh, she's good. Ha! Boy, she's good. And then, bam. You fed me fear. Why would you give me fear? I'm sold. I want to go build more houses for the poor. I love this concept. I'm totally intimidated by the concept. I'm scared to death because I'm stupid technologically, can't even say the darn word. But, man, you really had me believing, Kenya, that I could help the poor. That I could reach my goal faster. And then you spoon-fed me fear. Girls, it's not about you. It's about the prospect. Their goals, their needs, their desires, their aspirations. The thing that keeps them up at night. That's what it's about. Not about you. You literally had it 100% focused on me, and then you took it away from me and handed me fear instead. Your fear. Your fear of being rejected. Your fear of me saying no. Your fear of me asking you questions. Your fear of getting your hopes up only to be disappointed. I don't want your fear. I want to help the poor. And you showed me I could. And then you took it away from me. You don't have that right. You don't have that right. So here's the deal. You got a great business idea. You got a great business model. You have a phenomenal story. Kenya?
Well, can I be honest?
Yeah.
It's about the business itself. It is a great business, and a lot of people have done really well and have been able to do what I've done and more. I mean, way more than what I've done. But
why
did
you
it's not
made
perfect.
Six figures? Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Listen, everybody, listen. Her business
well, it's
is not perfect.
the software, you know, it's technology, so it's not always 100% functional. And I'm not saying that people can use it as an excuse, but I guess there's a part of me that...
No. Wow.
I'm just saying that's what goes through my head.
Kenya.
So bad.
Kenya. Is Apple's software perfect?
No.
Oh, wait. So when they released the latest iPhone 6, did it have no bugs?
I am embarrassed to say that I never thought about it that way. Embarrassed.
Hold on. I'm not going to say. Just answer the question.
Yes, they have bugs.
They have bugs. And can you tell me how many iOS updates there has been since the new phone was released in September?
Oh, my gosh. So many.
Yeah. Wait a second. What about Microsoft? Windows.
Windows 10.
Why is there a Windows 10 and not just a Windows 1? Kenya.
This is helping me so much. No, really. Moving forward, I'm just, you're right.
Girl,
I mean, it's
girl.
This is amazing.
Girl.
Okay.
The product, and this is why I hound this, especially at First Step Success. The product doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The product could be Sharpies.
Mm-hmm.
It could be highlighters. It could be paper.
This is so good.
You're selling me on my dreams. You're selling me on my passion. You're selling me on what matters to me. You're selling me on my interests and my strengths and my goals. That's what you're selling. You're selling me the car that I can get in to drive to fulfilling my passion and my dream of building 1,000 homes in Nicaragua. It's just the car. Can the car get me closer to my goal? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the goal itself? Is the software my goal?
No.
Not at all. But it is a vehicle that will help me get to my goal. It's just the vehicle, just the car, just the airplane. That's all it is. Let me ask you, what kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Volkswagen Jetta.
When they released the newest, latest, and greatest Volkswagen Jetta, was it perfect?
No, it's our recalled. what a mess that is.
Okay, so, but has it gotten to the grocery store?
Yes, I'm still there.
And to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And to your daughter and son's school.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it helps you get to your goal of taking the kids to school, going to the grocery store, to the post office, to the airport, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it did all that. Is it perfect?
No.
Is there ever going to be a perfect
car?
Never.
No.
Is there ever, and here's the greatest question, is there ever going to be perfect software?
No.
No. When we look at the biggest software developers in the world, when they release it, it's still not done.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not about you. You are selling me my dreams, and you are on it. You are on it. I was believing, and I was even considering, even though I'm intimidated by software. Scared to death.
I know. That's why I wanted to practice my closing with you.
So perfect. This is amazing. So look at this. You literally have robbed four people last week alone of the opportunity to take a vehicle to six figures because you fed them fear instead of their own goals, their own strengths, their own interests. Call them back and say, I'm sorry. I'm dead serious.
Okay.
Tell them about this conversation.
Okay.
I'm really sorry. Wow. I messed up when I was on the phone with you. I didn't focus on you as I should. I'm actually calling to ask you to forgive me. I really screwed the whole thing up. In fact, I really would love to hear from your perspective what went wrong in that call, because when you told me that you had a desire to blankety blank blank blank, and you heard that this was a way and that I was able to make a six-figure income by using this vehicle, albeit not perfect, but it's a vehicle that has taken me to make six figures working from home, doing something so simple. Please tell me what you felt broke down in that conversation. I really want to learn, because I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt anybody.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Learn. Yep, you're going to learn something. I've done that so many times, and I usually end up closing the deals. I can't tell you how many times I've called, especially in my early days, where I completely screwed up, called those people back and said, I'm really sorry, I totally screwed up. And I feel so bad. I almost feel ashamed because I screwed up so bad. And I feel like I cheated you. Would you do? Could you tell me what it was that I said that painted this opportunity in such a light that caused you to say no, even though you had a debt to pay off, even though you said there was no way you'd be able to achieve the goal of X, Y, and Z, and even though you heard that on a part-time basis, I'm a mom, where I made an extra six figures last year with this company. So I don't want to cheat you in any way, but I would love to learn from this experience. Tell me what it was that I did or said that just totally caused you to say no to those dreams and goals you said you had.
Okay, I knew you were going to challenge me.
Yeah.
But never in a million years did I think it would be this, but I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely going to do it.
You're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn a lot. Wow, beautiful conversation. Gosh, so good. Okay, good job. Carrie, go ahead and put Kenya back in, and I've got my next person if they happen to be on the call, which is hilarious to me. It would be Noriel Lipat. Yeah.
Okay.
Noriel Lipat, if you can press number one, then we can find you easier and faster. Button for the staff.
Noriel, your line is open.
Noriel? Did you mute yourself? Unmute yourself? Hello, Noriel?
Yes. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Noriel, you have some really good numbers here. 16 hours that you put in, 225 dials. There's still a lot of room there for your dials with 18 conversations. Let me see. Oops, sorry. 18 conversations. 18. Yeah, so that's how much time are you spending on the phone?
I spend about 10 to 15 minutes when, on the prospecting.
7 to 15?
10 to 15.
10 to 15.
Minutes.
Okay. I want you to bring it back down to 10. You don't want to go beyond 10. 15 minutes is way too long. Way too long. That means there's a lot of chatting going on that doesn't need to be done. So out of the 18 conversations, you had 11 that agreed to go to a presentation, which is great. That's a 61%. Rate there, which is good. I mean, there's room for growth, but it's good. And then six people that you got to read the closing script to, one person closed. It's excellent.
Yes.
Good job. Yeah. So you're 18%, let's say. Yeah, 18% closing ratio that you have there. That's awesome and excellent. But there's room for growth in all three of the areas of reading the script, to getting the person to presentation, getting them to show up for the close, and then the close itself. But 18% is awesome. So let me see what I can do to help improve your closing ability. And so okay. I'll play the prospect, and let's go for it. Hello?
So, Danny, what do you like about what you heard on the call?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Norell.
Okay. So let me back up, Norell. It's time out here. Did I just get off of a conference call?
Oh, yeah. After you sent the client a video presentation, you call back for a follow-up, and then the follow-up, you lead them to the live interactive call, which is the live call.
Yeah, a live conference call. Okay, cool. How
mm-hmm.
long was the video that I just saw?
About 16 minutes. 16
okay,
minutes,
so I saw a 16-minute video, and then I
mm-hmm.
came to a live conference call?
And then the live conference call follows.
And how long is the live conference call?
The live conference call is about, 45 minutes.
Wow.
Because I will three-way after the follow-up call.
Okay.
And I will three-way the client. I will set a time, for example, it's a 12 noon conference call. Then I will call them maybe one or two that I have a guest, and I will tell them, this is a special invitation with the PIN code to join in. And I will call you at this, so-and-so time, 5 minutes or 10 minutes before the call.
Okay. I have one more question.
Yes.
So out of the 18 conversations you had, how many went to the video?
Out of the 18, it was 11.
I have 11 here.
What happened is the 6 is the one that I was able to go into the live interactive call.
Okay. So
and
6 people out of the 11. 6 out of the 11 went to the next step. Okay. Are you – okay, what is the – what's the top package price point that you're selling?
$11,000.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Are you selling travel?
Yeah. The main thing is that the problem that I'm having is that sometimes after the live call, then I'm calling them back. They are not responding.
Yep.
Or they just they don't finish the call.
Right, they hang up.
And they hung up, yeah.
Okay,
and
are you
that's
selling
why I only closed one.
Norielle, are
yes,
you selling
ma'am.
Travel? Okay, you are.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Cool. All right, your business name is different than I didn't discern that. Okay, cool. Yeah, all right, so you're using a specific script for the video that they first see, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the second part of the close, which happens after the conference call. So out of the 11
right.
that went to the video, you had 6 on the conference call?
On the live, the conference call.
Okay.
And then only one responded, and I was able to, get the closing script, read the closing script.
And you engaged that person? That person signed up?
I got one person that signed up, and then she will talk to her boyfriend who's in Geneva, Switzerland, and I just got her to listen to the new associate training call last night. So,
good job.
And we talked again this morning.
Good job.
And they are, she's thinking of getting into the top package. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically you read the closing script one time.
Yes. Mm-hmm, yeah. Full.
And you closed that
one
person.
Yes, I did.
That's 100% closing ratio on that one, buddy.
You're,
no, that's amazing. Let me explain. the way your business model is set up, and this is what everyone needs to understand this, is that you have a sifting process. You have your process of bringing people to the website to look at the video is a sort. So that's to get the unqualified, the first batch of unqualified prospects out of your list. So if they make it through the video and they answer the phone after that, now they're a higher qualified prospect. So the ones that go to the conference call, okay, so again, this is a sorting process. And so you have a built-in system that does the sorting for you. So putting them in front of the site with the video is one sort. The second sort is the conference call. And so when those are there after that conference call, now you have a very highly qualified, much higher qualified person than the guy that you talked to, than the 18, the original 18 that you actually spoke to. So it's a sorting process, okay? So
Yeah, I was like thinking of the 18 that I've talked to.
No, that's not your closing ratio. It's not 1 out of 18.
Yeah, that's why I was so frustrated. I was like, you know, like, what, you like, you know, and then the, yeah, it's, yeah.
No, 18 people did not see the presentation, and 18 people did not hear the closing script. So that your closing ratio is not 1 out of 18. That is simply you had 18 people answer the phone. You had 11 go to the first sorting process. And I would even follow up. I would even follow up with the rest.
On the sixth one that that went to the conference call, four of them, like I was able to four of them, but I was not able to finish the closing script on but only one.
Okay, so you read the closing script to four people.
But I wasn't able to finish it because of their objections.
No.
This is the money objection.
I know, but hold on. So you did. So four people were there after the conference call was over. They didn't hang up in the middle of it.
That's right.
Okay, so four were there.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, two did not respond when I called back. So.
Okay, so this is excellent. So four people you were able to engage in a close.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you closed one out of four. That's a 25% closing ratio.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, Stacy and Jackie, they're leaders in your organization. They have a 33% closing ratio. You have a 25% closing ratio. That's phenomenal. They make $250,000 a year, dude. Okay, now look at how funny this is, and this is how it happens for people. You thought you were doing bad. I'm telling you, you're doing phenomenal. Based on numbers.
Wow.
This business is a numbers game. So here's what happens with people. Even the last person I was working with, Kenya. Kenya's thinking, I'm not doing good. When you think you're not doing good, you read the script like you're not doing good. And when you read the script you're not doing good, people don't say yes.
Yeah. That's
so you're actually doing amazing. When I look at these numbers, $225, I want more dials out of you. Because you have a 61% conversation rate. That's amazing.
I think I'm better at prospecting. That's what I'm thinking of myself.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You have a 25% closing ratio, man. That's huge. Huge. That's a multiple six-figure income, that level of closing ratio. Okay, so with 18 conversations, 11 agreed to go to a presentation. That's 61%. That's awesome. There's some fine-tuning that can be done there. Okay? From the 11 that got sorted through the video, half of them, more than half of them, 54%, almost 55%, decided to go to the conference call. And four of the six were there, answered the phone afterwards, and you were able to close one. That's phenomenal. But let's see what I can do to help you improve. Number one, we already made the improvement. You're doing awesome. You're not doing bad. And that changes everything. That changes everything. Your closing ratios are 1 out of 4. I want you to get more people in front of that conference call. Because what I know is the more people that get in front of that conference call, you're going to close 1 out of every 4.
Yes, ma'am.
It's beautiful. Yep. You got this. It's just a machine. Do you understand? It's just a machine. Take the emotion out of it. You have the perfect. In fact, I want to bring in Diane McGuigan. Can we, Diane McGuigan, can you raise your hand, please? And then Stacey O'Quinn, you as well. I want to close this up with this. This is amazing. So much, Noelle, of prospecting is nothing but posture and attitude. That's all it is. It's nothing but a mental game. 93% of all communication is nonverbal. Okay, 93% is nonverbal. So what we just heard with Kenya Alou, Kenya had the perfect posture from questions 1 to 5. Perfect in every way. And I was on the hook ready to buy. I'm telling you, like, really ready to buy.
Yeah.
Like, truly, genuinely ready to buy whatever it was she was selling. And I was sitting there going, dang, man, she's so good. I want to buy something I would never buy right now just because I've fallen in love with her because she's focused on what I want. And notice that in question 6, her posture changed. Her attitude changed when she read question 6. And in that simple shift, that's where her objections are coming from.
Danny, I got one question. In my prospecting and my closing, because my wife is first started the business, and I'm the one now that is have the business myself, and they always think of my voice as a woman. So what do I do with that? Because that's one of my. It's like I let them think that I'm a woman, so I just go along with it, and that is one of my I'm thinking of that when I'm doing the prospecting and the closing. Is that okay? How do I tell them about that? You know, they are.
That you're a man. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's a great question. You're awesome. First of all, I'm really impressed with your humility and your transparency to ask that question, mm-hmm. which is amazing. It says a lot about who you are as a man, which shows me to be a stronger man, because a man typically would not ask that kind of a question. And somebody's thinking, well, other men sound like men. Not always. No, I know lots of women who sound like men. First time I ever heard Joyce Myers in a bathroom in a building. I was in a bathroom in a building. And they had her playing through the ceiling. And I was like, who is that guy? And I literally came out of the bathroom and I asked the receptionist, who is this guy that's talking? She's like, that's Joyce Myers. I'm like, oh, my God. That's a woman? You know, that's a woman who literally sounds like an old man, not just a man. She sounds like a man who's been smoking for like 50 years, 3 packs of Camels a day, and has made her millions of dollars. And by the way, she preaches to women. Her market is nothing but women, and when people first hear her, they think she's a man. She started off as a radio show host, and they thought she was a man.
Wow.
Yeah, they thought she was a man. Did it hurt her career?
No.
No. But guess what? If she thought her sound, she knows she sounds like a man. She absolutely knows she sounds like a man. There are probably millions of people who have said, is that that woman who sounds like a man? If she thought it would hurt her, then it would hurt her. Because your thoughts, Narelle, come out of your mouth. And when you think everyone thinks you're a woman, now you're worried about something that doesn't matter in the equation of helping somebody else's dream come true. Does it matter?
No, it doesn't really matter. It's just on my mind that because, you know, I'm
missed what I said.
And now I'm thinking, when will I tell them that?
No, you don't need to. Noelle,
okay.
Listen to me carefully and do not defend yourself. Joyce Myers has made hundreds of millions of dollars. She sounds like an 80-year-old man who's been smoking 3 packs of Camel cigarettes for the last 50 years. At first, her career was on the radio. She's still on the radio. Is it hurting her income Does she sound like a man?
Not at all, no.
Not at all. So hold on. When you think, you just finished telling me what you're thinking when you're reading the script. Should you be thinking about yourself and how you sound?
That's right, yes, uh-huh, yeah. It's not about me, but it's...
Exactly!
Yes.
It's not about
yeah.
you. It's
yep.
about the prospect. It's when we make prospecting and closing about ourselves is when we lose the sell.
Yes, yeah. Oh.
Got it? So you
yeah.
forget about it. Who gives a rip if they think you're a woman or they think you're a man? It doesn't matter. Somebody
yeah, doesn't
along
matter.
The way, Noel, told
yeah.
you that was a problem. I'm here to tell you it's made somebody else with the same problem hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay? So you shouldn't be thinking about yourself and what you think is a problem while you're reading this script. Your whole focus genuinely needs to be about the prospect and his problems.
Uh-huh.
His
yeah.
problems. And here's a simple fix. My wife and I started this together.
Mhm. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Mhm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And I don't have to tell it that you know I am, but you know I can say that you know my wife. Yeah, that's right.
My wife
yeah.
and I started this
oh.
together, and as a husband,
yeah.
I desire
simple
to help my wife have everything that she desires.
Yes.
You say
it's
that
like
in the beginning.
Telling them without explaining myself.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so even
exactly.
if it is, so it's like this, right, in the beginning, right, where there's a place to tell your story where it says, hi, prospect, how's it going? Did you get a chance to review that information yet? Yes, I did. Well,
right.
you know, prior to getting started with this company, my wife and I
my
were looking for a way.
Yes,
exactly.
Right.
My wife and I were looking for a way to pay off debt, to, you know, have
yeah.
a better life, whatever it is that your story is. And as the husband of the house, I want to give my wife everything she deserves.
You think she needs this, right?
Right there, you melt me as a woman who's listening to that. And as a man, if I'm
yeah.
listening to that, I respect you as a man.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, hold on. Hold the phone right here, right now. I love that I did not even have to prospect with you to find out what your issue was. You spit it right out of your mouth. So easy. Okay, do we have Diane McGuigan and Stacey O'Quinn?
I actually don't see either of them on the call.
Oh, they are so busted. They have just been so busted. Wait, is Jackie O'Quinn on the call?
Jackie is on the call.
Oh, come on, Jackie. Come in with me.
Jackie, your line is open.
Wow.
Hey, Denny.
Dude. I'll let you handle that one. I'm sure you're already doing it. But I am. Dude, Daddy's calling on you. Okay, Jackie, I want to go here to some numbers, okay?
Okay.
Let's talk about, just so everyone gets a clue on seeing numbers. Jackie, let's go back to your first prospecting and closing class. Noel has 225 dials, 18 conversations, right?
Mm-hmm.
A good amount of people he's getting. How many people were you getting a hold of when you were first working leads with the same exact business that Noel was working? How many dials were you doing part-time because you were part-time that first year?
Yeah. Well, I didn't start out doing 225 dials in a week. That's the first thing.
You did not start off?
No. No, not at all. In fact, I'm trying to remember. In fact, I was some months in, and I'll never forget this. This is embarrassing to say, but it's the truth. I remember my brother asked me one time, long before we were in the prospecting closing classes, how many dials do you think someone full-time should be making? And I said about 40 per day. So, I'm already beat at the 225. That was assuming a 6 hour to 8 hour dial day back then in my brain. So I'm already beat at the 225.
Right. So Noel, you are already beating Jackie when Jackie was in his first prospecting and closing class on your dials alone. Jackie, when you finally Yes, dude. When you finally came to the place, and by the way, if you're listening, Jackie is a multiple six-figure income earner and has been for many, many years, since your second year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, since his second year, he's earned no less than a six-figure income in his business.
Yeah.
So you weren't even doing the dials in the beginning. And then what was your answer rate, the amount of people that you could have a conversation with to your dials? Was it 5%? So if it was 100 dials, did you get a hold of 5 people?
Yeah, it was, yes, about 5% probably.
Okay.
The thing is, by the way, I hear you talking about the man versus woman. It's no, you know, it's not a secret. Jackie is not a common male name. So, I mean, that could have... In fact, oftentimes, you know, it's ironic. I mean, my comeback, you know, people often say, they're like, you know, I got a guy right now who I'm talking to right now, Danny, who's about to purchase our products right this moment. He's in his training, the whole nine yards, and he cannot say my name right because he does not think he's hearing me correctly, and I haven't corrected him yet. He calls me back every time, and on my voicemail, he leaves a different name. He says, hey, Jeremy, can you give me a call back? Hey, Jack, can you give me a call back? Hey, Zach. And I have yet to correct the guy because I know he's going to be embarrassed when he realizes it. But, you know, it is what it is. So what?
I forgot about that. I think it's ironic that I called on you. And, yes, there you go, Narelle. All right, so you had about 5% of the people answer the phone. Narelle, you're having more than 5%. You're somewhere around, you're almost at 10% of the amount of people that are answering the phone. Out of Jackie, let's go back to your beginning numbers. He had 18 conversations. He had a 61% ratio of having a conversation and people going to the video. The same video that you showed people.
Yep.
Okay, what was your ratio of a conversation to the amount of people going to that website?
Maybe 10%. Like, it was really bad. It was really bad. In fact, the first time that I saw someone get a 30% ratio, I remember thinking it was unbelievable, like not possible.
Yep. Okay, so what that would mean to these numbers, everybody, listen to me carefully. Out of 18 conversations that Narelle had, Jackie would have had one person go to the website.
Right.
One. Narelle, you had 11 out of 18. Okay, Jackie, now out of the 11 that went to the website, saw the video, how many would then be there and agree to go to the conference call?
How many? Probably.
10 people
schedule. Yeah, if I had 10 people who were there afterwards and agreed to, you're asking me out of the 10 people that were there on the follow-up appointment, how many would actually get scheduled? Okay, probably it was higher, but it was still probably only about 25% or 30% that would agree.
Out of 10 that went to the video.
Yeah,
right?
So I would have two or three because, like, they would give me objections and I would never know how to, you know, I would provoke an objection first and then I would have no idea how to overcome the objection. So unless they were, and in the beginning, unless they were, like, sold themselves, like, yeah, I like it, I love it, they weren't ever going. And what I've learned from experience, by the way, usually the, oh, I like it, I love it, is shiny, aren't ever going to buy anything in the first place.
Yeah.
But, I mean, your difficult prospects are your buyers.
Yeah.
But
the ones that ask questions and
the
one
that's got
thinking.
Those mild objections, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so, Narelle, you have a 55% ratio of people going from the website to the conference call.
It took me years to get mine to 55%.
All right, Narelle.
Wow.
And, okay, so then, Jackie, after the conference call, okay, 10 years ago, after the conference call, out of, let's say, 6 people that you would get onto a conference call, how many would you be able to close?
Out of 6 people that would get on the conference call...
I can give you the answer really easy.
Yeah,
zero.
Yeah, zero. I sort of say maybe not even one.
Zero.
Wow.
Zero, zero, zero. Out of, because your closing ratios weren't even 10%.
No.
So you'd have to have 10 people on the conference call to get one to have a 10% closing ratio. So if you had 6 on a conference call, you ended up with nothing.
That's right. Yep.
Yep. Narelle, you're really far ahead. You literally are probably where Jackie was a couple years into his career.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Yep.
That's hard to believe. So I don't about
I don't think it that way, but is that now I see it now.
Yeah. And by the way, it has everything to do with what you believe. Everything. So when you pick up the phone tonight to continue to prospect, you need to prospect with the, wow, I'm 2 years ahead of where Jackie O'Quinn was, and he made six figures his second year.
Yeah.
And I'm doing better. I have better numbers. See, the difference is that Stacy and Jackie started becoming machines with dialing, machines with reading the script, machines with listening to what I'm talking about right now, listening to the content, learning how to handle the objections, being in these classes, being at every First Steps to Success, forming their mind to think and win. When your mind thinks you're losing, you lose. You lose. And you read the script with losing. But when you read the script that you know that you know that you know, my numbers are amazing. This is simple. I'm just reading the script. And this, the same exact process that Stacy did today and Jackie did today and Diana Gregan did today is the same process you did today.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm, you know, in every like training calls, I'm there. I'm trying to like step up in like giving my testimony. And as you said, I incorporated my testimony in like the beginning of the follow up, but not in the closing script.
Yeah.
So is there a way to do it? Like, do I need to do the testimony part in the closing script or on the follow-up script?
Either one, I think, is fine.
Either one. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah, you can get that out of the way early if you want. Test it out. It might work better on the follow-up script. Here's what happened to me.
Okay.
Bam. And tell that story. Okay, awesome. Yeah. Jackie, thank you so much for bearing your soul of your early failures.
Thankfully, I didn't know how bad I was.
Thank you, Jackie.
I remember how bad you were. Absolutely.
I'm clueless.
Yes, yes, and are no longer, which is incredible. All right, so, Carrie, go ahead and put Narelle back in the class. Okay, listen to me. Listen. Closing is nothing but a numbers game. Prospecting is nothing but a numbers game. It is vitally important to keep you out of the equation. Don't make yourself the issue with being chatty. Don't make yourself the issue with trying to get people to like you. Don't make yourself the issue with thinking that you're like last night your accent is bad or that your tone of voice is bad. Forget about all that. Keep you out of the equation. And the focus has to be the prospect and what the prospect wants. 90% plus, I'd say it's more like 95%. Actually, I can say honestly, because if 93% of all communication is nonverbal, what does that mean? It's your thoughts that are behind your words. Because your thoughts determine your facial expression, your tonality, your body language is determined by your thoughts. Your thoughts determine your nonverbal communication. So having said that, 93% of all objections are provoked. They're provoked. You are saying something with your 93% nonverbal communication, saying something that is causing them to ask a question, to give an objection like, I can't afford it, or I don't have the money, I need to talk to my wife, or is this really going to work, or you know, I don't know if this is really for me. 93% of every objection is provoked by us. So just from the very first example with Shane Houston, where Shane turned from a guy who had a great command of that script to then begging me, groveling for my business, and I'm so unqualified. That, again, is the 93% nonverbal. Still reading the script correctly, but when you're reading the script with the, please join my business, I need you to be a part of what I'm doing. No, you don't need anyone you're talking to be a part of what you're doing. Because, to be quite honest with you, there's already a big, come on, we have 7 billion people to choose from to introduce to your business. You have great businesses. You have great plans. You have great compensation opportunity. You're a part of a mission and a movement of restoring the entrepreneurial spirit right there in your nation, in your city, in your town, in your community, in your church, and in your family. This is a huge mission that you have and that you're a part of, and you're not alone. So that's what you carry into this thing. You don't have to beg people to make a six-figure income. Give me a break. You don't have to beg them. They are blessed to be a part of what you have, And I believe they've been pre-selected already with a destiny that is already attached to them that is attached to yours. So it's a sorting process. And that's what you bring. Is this the one that I'm going to work with? And you're the one that determines whether or not you want to work with them. That's not arrogance. It's about qualifications. McDonald's determines whether or not you're qualified to work with them. Apple determines whether or not you're qualified to work with them. Your current day job determined whether or not you were qualified to work with them. Based on what? They had qualifications, and so did you. So we're looking for where the match is. We're not looking to sell somebody. We're not looking to convince somebody. We're not looking to make somebody buy something. But what we are doing is creating an environment of relationship, exposing an opportunity that only a few chosen people have the ability to see and grab hold of it and move through their excuses, move through their fears, just as you have had to do yourself in order to build your business. So it's a sort. And as you correct this 93% nonverbal part, it's a win, 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 win. You will get yourself to the point where you have very high closing ratios, very high show-up ratios. In my career, it took me about a year and a half to get myself from no show-up ratio, like pathetic, not even 10% in my beginning, to 100% show-up ratio. If I scheduled 20 people for a presentation, 20 people showed up. Now, it took me a year and a half to get there. What did I do in that year and a half? I dialed thousands of people. I talked to thousands of people. I was talking to 60 people a day in my early, early years. That's a lot of people. So that kind of practice accelerated my skill set in being developed. When I look at these numbers on this sheet, this report that I'm looking at of you, I'm looking at your numbers, even those of you who submitted, you did your homework, but you had nothing but zeros. Like you didn't dial, you didn't read a script, you didn't do anything. You simply are just in the class and you're not participating. You're listening, but you're not doing the action. You're cheating yourself. I'm happy that you did your homework, because if you miss a homework assignment twice, you're out of the class and you don't get the MP3, and that's just, and you don't get a refund. There's no refund in this class. So it's real simple. You don't do your part. We're doing our part. You have to do your part. And so those of you that Laura read your name at the beginning of the class that we didn't get your homework assignment, that's one shot. You miss another one, you're out. And you're not, this is a class designed to help you make money. It's a class designed to fine-tune your skills and to pull the best out of you. If you're not doing the activity, that's your loss, not our loss. So when I look at these numbers, there's a few of you that are actually doing the activity that needs to be done to get the results that you desire. I don't desire your results. They're your results you desire. And it really just starts from the place of picking up the phone, dialing, reading the script. Read the script from a wholesome place of not trying to sell, not trying to convince, not trying to beg, not trying to sugarcoat, not reading a bedtime story, but from a pure heart of, are you the person I'm actually looking for? Are you the person that is chosen for our business? Are you going to be the next Diane McGuigan who made $9,000 last week? Are you going to be the next fill in the blank of all the testimonies that you're even Kenya Alu that you just heard her story, who's a multiple Creating a Dynasty graduate, multiple First Step Success graduate, owns the entire DJU, studies fervently, making six figures, from nothing to six figures. You're hearing the stories. So what I'm telling you is that's how you see it. And it came to a place in my career, and by the way, I had 100% show-up ratio, and I had a 90 to 100% closing ratio. My business became boring after a year and a half, totally boring, because there was nothing in it stimulating, because everyone was just rolling over and handing me their darn credit card or bringing me a cashier's check for $4,000, because that was my package. It was boring. I had to find a different way to be stimulated and inspired by it, because it was like, this is too easy. I would sit there and go, are you sure you want to talk to your husband? Are you sure you want to do this? I was trying to talk people out of it just so they'd be like, come on, don't be so easy. Don't be so easy. You're going to get to that place. You'll get to that place, and how you get to that place is that you really don't care whether or not the person on the other end of the phone signs up or not. That you know that there are chosen people already pre chosen for your organization. And there are some that are going to get started and do a little. That's the majority. And there are some that are going to do a little bit more. That's the second majority. And there are a few, only a few, that are going to become what you will become. And that is the top producers inside of the organization. Only a few. Only a few. It means you're going to go through a whole lot of the others that do a little before you get to the few that are going to do a lot. And your business is not built on the few that do a lot. Your business is built on a bunch who do a little. So that's the mindset you carry into the calls you're going to make after this call. Carrie, if you can open up the lines, we can all say goodnight and God bless. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys next week. Pay attention. Get those homework assignments in. Read that script like crazy. Take the things you've learned tonight, and let's make it happen. I want to see what your numbers look like next week, and then I can't wait to see what your numbers look like in the final week. Because as you put forth the effort, we're doing our part, you're doing your part, you're going to make this thing happen. Let's open up the lines.
Good night.
Thank you so much.
Good night.